And also I want to talk a little bit about a show that I do live on stage every Saturday night at 6 at the Times Square Arts Center, 669 8th Avenue in Manhattan. We've been doing it for 2 months now, and it's really taking off. So many things that I do tend to stay kind of smallish and not so much disappointing, but I always hope that they'll go a little further than they do, you know, hence 300 episodes of this show at this bloody radio station. But this little thing that we're doing right in the heart of Manhattan, we're growing audiences, where people are talking about it on the web, there's possibly things afoot, and they've got, you know, TV cameras there. Kind of neat. It's called StageBuddy.com's Weekly Night Live, and I'm having a blast. It's just a cabaret talk show, trying to be a mix of the things that Dick Cavett and Steve Allen used to do, but also a little more like your basic off Broadway little stage review with stand-up comedians and musicians and magicians and Broadway people. It's been a whole heck of a lot of fun, and I've had a wonderful time doing it. And last night was probably one of our best shows, if not our best, to date. I always hate to say that because it jinxes the next one, because you always have to top it. But it was a little sad in the sense that we lost our technical director. Nothing too tragic. He's moving to Kansas, which I guess is tragic enough. So it was kind of sad to say goodbye to Edmund, because he was with us from the beginning. But taking over in his enormous shoes to fill is also a very, very terrific young woman who has been with the show from the beginning. Her name is Jessica, and she happens to be on the phone. She called in, and I wanted to get her on the show for just a couple of minutes to talk to us. Jessica, are you there?
Hey. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing? How was your Valentine's Day?
It was pretty good. As you know, I was at the taping last night along with you for StageBuddy.com Weekly Night Live. And after the show, we went out to Smith's Bar and Restaurant on 45th and 8th Avenue, you know, to give Evan like a little, like, you know, send off, because I think he's going back to Kansas on Tuesday.
Last night was his last show.
Yeah.
And he's going back to school, which I heartily support, basically because he can't get a full-time paying job in New York, which I heartily understand, believe me. So how did you feel? You were kind of stepping into the shoes yesterday. I guess they were showing you the ropes.
He was showing me the ropes, and I did a pretty good job.
If you do say so yourself.
Yes, if I do say so myself. I have a similar job at a local public access station in New Jersey.
Oh.
I've done a few technical directing jobs on a few of the programs there. But it's a little different because this is live, and we're trying to get the episodes out on the net as soon as possible. So.
Well, we've done 8 so far, and that one. We haven't quite gotten one fully cut on the web, but that's coming. That's coming in a week or two, I think.
Yeah.
They're really promising.
Yeah, we'll be working on that during the middle of the week. I think there's some clips from episode 1 I'm watching on the website right now, which is StageBuddy.com/live.
StageBuddy.com/live. The trailer is up there. It's been up there for a week or so, which is great, and it's really well done, and I credit Evan, the producer, on that. But have they actually put up clips now? I didn't see that today. I'm so thrilled.
Maybe it is just the trailer. I'm on my home computer right now, and the connection isn't as fast as I would like it to be, so this just might be the trailer, actually. You might be right about that.
But really, literally, within a week, they'll get a show or two up so people can see, you know, where it's at. What else, first of all, what does a technical director do?
Basically, it's the person that cues the cameras.
Oh.
We have a three-camera setup at the Times Square Arts Center, which is where we tape the show.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's four cameras. We have one propped up, giving us, like, an above the audience.
Oh, cool. It's like an odd cam. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually four cameras, but I'm on the machine, the switcher, which all the cameras are hooked up to. So let's say if as we start the shot, I would go with the wide shot, which is camera B, which is usually the steady shot, which shows, you know, the entire stage, you, Vicky, the guest.
Vicky is the co-host of the show,
yes.
Vicky Cooperman. She's a comedian,
right.
And books are comedians, yeah.
And then as the show starts and mm-hmm. as you or Vicky begin, you know, I would take the shot from either the A or the C camera, whichever one has a better shot. We have a lot of comedians on. We usually have an open comedian every week on the show before the show starts, before the hosts come out. We have a comic come up. So
right.
Every once in a while I'll take like an audience shot, which it looks really good, especially when the comic is on stage. It'll have like an over the shoulder, and you see the audience laughing at the joke. So
hopefully, yes.
Yeah, hopefully.
So this is. And did you go to school and train for this, or?
No, actually, the skills that I acquired to do this was actually from my time at the public station
mm-hmm.
in New Jersey, which is Soma TV. It's a public access station for Maplewood and South Orange in New Jersey.
Cool.
There and the stuff that I learned from Evan and Edmund on the show.
Well, cool. Well, it's absolutely a pleasure to work with you, and I know it's going to be great and continue to be great. And all I can do is invite people to hear what we're all talking about. It's StageBuddy.com's Weekly Night Live, Saturday nights at 6 at the Times Square Arts Center between 42nd and 43rd Street, right on 8th Avenue in Manhattan. It's only an hour long, so, you know, it doesn't interfere with your dinner plans or if you have a Saturday night Broadway show, and I think you'll have a great time with it. Go to StageBuddy.com/live to find out more. So Jessica,
and it's free.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's absolutely free, although really we want you to sign up and become a member of StageBuddy.com to get it free. That's really what you're supposed to do because it saves you the $5 cover charge. But for the most part, we've been looking the other way on the cover charge anyway because we want to fill the house. And we have been. So that's been really great that we had such a huge house last week. So thank you, Jessica, for all your help and for coming on and talking to us about the show.
Oh, sure. Is it all right if I stay on to listen in to the entire show? I tried to listen in on my radio here, and it just wouldn't work, and my connection on my computer isn't really all that great.
Oh, okay.
So could I just stay on hold and just
what
do the whole
loyal,
thing?
You know, you may end up being number three fan, because we've got number one fan Pam, who's like the number one fan of the show, and then my dad is the number two fan. And so you are jockeying just by saying that for number three fan status. Jessica,
wow.
That's really wicked cool. So, if you're still
cool.
here within like the next 50, 55 minutes, you may have the crown of number three fan. I'm going to put you on hold, and you should be able to listen to the whole show just like that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Pam. Sorry, Pam. Thanks, Pam. Jessica, for calling
in. Oh, thanks, Pam, too, wherever she is.
Hey, Pam.